Christians are helping meet the growing humanitarian needs in Gaza. A fledgling ministry in Papua New Guinea faces growth outside the comfort zone. And a public health ministry touches lives in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The conflict between Israel and Palestinians has sides. However, those concerned about the humanitarian crisis in Gaza aren't choosing sides. They're simply concerned about the innocent who are being affected by the conflict. Jacob Kramer with the Christian Reform World Relief Committee is concerned about the suffering.
Gaza is very heavily populated. They cannot flee from it because all the borders are closed. Seems to be an agreement on 900 dead and more than 2,000 wounded.
Kramer says there are many needs.
The hospitals are in great need of medicine. And that's also where CWRC tries to make a small difference. We've started to help hospitals there and other clinics with supplies.
Since it's difficult getting into the region, the CRWRC is working with a Christian group already on the ground. Your financial and prayer support are needed now. Next, a pastor in Pakistan needs your help. His two daughters were kidnapped and sexually assaulted recently. They were able to escape, but when the pastor tried to get help from a Christian legal group, they were attacked. Police dispersed the crowd, but not before the pastor's son was attacked. Now the pastor's son-in-law is missing. International Christian Concern is asking the Pakistani government to protect Christians. You can help too. Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The United States budget woes have many states rethinking corrections priorities.
2009 is going to be a time of survival.
That's Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa. He says they're not exempt from the numbers.
Educational programs and things that are needed to have a successful reentry, they're cutting back on that because there's no money for that in the prisons. There's less money for chaplains. In the last year, hundreds of chaplains have been fired and they're not being replaced.
Their discipleship ministry to inmates will continue and finances will be tight, but Scheringa says they're launching an evangelism project 3 years in the making because some things can't wait.
There's a tremendous need to reach the kids of prisoners, and so we're going ahead with Bible studies for the children of prisoners and hoping that we don't have to stop it for financial reasons.
While funding will be a challenge in 2009, Crossroad is looking for people to help correct lessons or pray. More details are available on our website. Elsewhere, New Tribes Missions' Bill Housley is seeing the gospel come to life among the Enapong speakers of Papua New Guinea.
When we went in about 5 years ago, spent a lot of time learning their language and their culture, and then when we presented the gospel, basically the whole village made a switch from their old ways to their new ways.
The Enapong villagers are excited about ownership of the ministry. Already they have plans for teaching.
This year there's going to be an outreach to the next village. That's one of the goals this year, is to just get enough Bible lessons and translation down there to where we can do the outreach.
According to the ethnologues, there are under 3,000 speakers of the language. The next step is preserving the written language by getting a Bible translation ready. Housley says,
I've been working on it for about a year now, and I'm thinking that when I get back, I'll have about 5 more years, and then, another year with the printing. So I'm hoping that in about 6 years, they ought to be able to have the copy of the Bible in their hand.
And when you get sick, you call your doctor or go to a med center. That's not available everywhere, but it is in a village called the Village of Good Health in Ghana, West Africa. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board's Baptist Medical Center is providing HIV testing, prenatal, and other basic care. While breaking the news about HIV infection is difficult, it comes with love and with the message of God's hope. Workers say it's not just the medicine that heals there, it's Christ. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Daneka Senior Story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. It may inspire you to be more active in outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.